Okay, perfect. Welcome, everybody. All right. I'm going to be sharing one of my confidence talks that I shared earlier this year at the one of the shows or talks that I've done in the past. So, great nuggets here for confidence building. That's what I'm all about. Certainly, we're not born with confidence, as some of us may think we are. It just comes along the way, and sometimes it comes later in life with wisdom and knowledge and experiences. So it's never too late. So let's talk about that. The moment really truly of discovery when you feel like everything up you've done up until this point is a result of significant moments of your past. And that comes up in how we reveal ourselves and carry ourselves with confidence, whether we were elevated in a good way or we were, bullied, or maybe some trauma happened along the way. And that's how we reveal ourselves with our confidence later in life. So I want you to think about a few things. I'm going to be posing some questions as I share. If you have any questions, feel free to type them in the chats or comments, and then we'll get to questions at the end. So, when I turned age 47, I'm 53 now, I finally connected the dots as to what had been holding me back all this time and what I felt was a ton of bricks that was weighing on me, and what resulted in me being an emotional eater. I think I've spoken that about that before, and not as confident as I portrayed to be. And I found the way of freeing myself again, finding self-acceptance and the path of self-discovery along with passions to my purpose now, guiding others to feel confident in themselves. And I love that because I was able to rediscover, reconnect with myself. And when I see women come and make that connection for themselves, and even men too, later in life, it's truly a spark of happiness, and you truly become really content in who you are, and life just begins to evolve differently. And I think, when we're younger, or when we just don't want to deal with the same BS or the same narratives that we've been putting through our minds over and over again. So we become more confident in who we are and we can carry ourselves in a different manner. So my question to you tonight, or three questions rather, would be, what does confidence mean to you in your own perspective? And I can type these in the chat later, or I can post them in the P3 page after. So that's the first question. What does confidence mean to you? Number two, did you find you had confidence as a child or a teenager? Did you find it was challenging? Were you the one who kind of hid behind the shadows, or were you the one who kind of came out in the forefront? Were you ever bullied at a young age? I think a lot of us have been bullied at some point, or whether it could have been a relative or somebody or someone had said to you one little remark, right? Like, don't like what you're wearing, don't like your hair, you're too fat, you're too this, you're too that. We've all had that sort of tormenting being done to us at some point. So that actually remains in our subconscious mind, believe it or not. And it stays with us without even knowing that we have that embedded in our subconscious mind throughout our lives. So there is sometimes a little bit of resistance. And I know you've heard me say this before and others, but the front part of our brain is always designed to protect us from things that come at us. And that sometimes stops us from moving forward in our own footsteps. However, these narratives can be changed as a result of doing the inner work, right? And believing in yourself and trying to find the measures and tools that even the P3 family or team has given you in order to propel forward into building, a better mindset, and that leads to having more confidence. So I'm going to share the definition of confidence as it is in Wikipedia, and you can maybe have your own perception and thoughts, and maybe it may not be as what you thought it was, but here it goes. Confidence is a state of being clear-headed, either that as a hypothesis or prediction is correct, or that a chosen course of action is the best or more effective. Confidence comes from the Latin word fidere, which means to trust. Therefore, having self-confidence is having trust in oneself. Now, that's a big word, trust in oneself. I think after a period of time in our lives and our experiences and, whatever has been thrown at us, we tend to build some sort of trust in ourselves. Now, some people still have or face the fear of doubt or the fears of the unknown or that things are not going to work out the way they want them to be. However, maybe we're just so used to doing things a certain way for such a long time that we need to change it up so we can rebuild that trust. Does that make sense? We can rebuild that trust and rediscover the confidence within ourselves that maybe we didn't trust before, but through our experiences, we need to start trusting again or begin to start trusting within ourselves. So I think sometimes that is the missing link. Especially that's what I see within my clients, or experiences that I've had even with myself or learning from, other people who talk about confidence and mindset. It's building that, because confidence is also having competency. So it's building that competency in knowing, like having that true knowing that you can do things. You can do hard things, like Antonetta speaks about. You can do things that bring fear. You can do things out of joy and happiness, absolutely. But sometimes when we have to face adversity or we have to face certain things, we really just have to sometimes just close our eyes and walk through it as opposed to being resistant. And that's where the trust factor comes in. It's like that gut feeling, that knowing that you can do things for yourself. You can build self-confidence. You can overcome hardship, adversity. You can, reach the goals and, climb mountains, whatever your life, entails, whatever you want to achieve can happen. It really is the sparking of the confidence within you. So my personal definition of self-confidence is simply self-faith and self-acceptance. So I had to learn how to self-accept. There were things that I wanted to do in life, but I met this cute Italian boy and things, responsibility hit, and then things didn't go the way I wanted it to. I started having children, and sometimes life just happens and things don't work out the way you want them to, but having that self-acceptance and self-faith that you have the power within to make things happen in the manner. It may not be right now, but it can be in the future or later in life. Recognizing that you can find that power within to make it your own and feeling competent in purpose in life, in your journey, is where you will shine bright. So confidence is like building a muscle. It's no different than, your daily exercise routine. We will never stop building the muscle. It's an ever-evolving journey. And that was a huge connection for me because I was like, okay, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm not born with confidence. I may have had some confidence in my younger years or, when you're in your prime and you're like high on life and you're quite confident, and then responsibility hits, you got to get a job and you got to do things that are important. And then all of a sudden, you kind of maybe regress and you recognize that you need to somehow stand out in the world. And that's where some people either play it very, very safe or they accelerate. So that's a personal journey that's ever evolving. But the cool thing is that you can design it the way you wish. So when we were younger, yes, most of us may have had some self-confidence, or maybe the perception was that some people were built with self-confidence within and had endless possibilities. But some of us suffered. Some of us had low self-confidence due to the encouragement. We had no encouragement in our household or maybe our surroundings. We had low self-esteem. And also the perception of our body types, right? How we feel about our bodies because we're looking at ourselves in the mirror every single day. It's also the stories that we tell ourselves, right? Like, why do we compare ourselves to other people constantly? The whole idea here is that you really need to be happy with who you are. God has created you for a reason, and you have your own unique characters that you can project in the world. And you just have to figure out what those are, and that's what makes you you. Then we grow up, like I said, and we have these responsibilities, and then confidence seems to dissipate or accelerate, one or the other. So, truthfully, it is much dependent on your mindset and your outlook of life. And then that's the patterns that we follow, right? These are, if you were, in a household with the same patterns and you heard the same words over and over, those are the things that you brought on within yourself. Not, it's no fault to you. It's just what you were exposed to at the time. And some people just, they flipped the script earlier and were able to propel and accelerate in a different manner with confidence. And some people just remained the same. And that's okay. The good news is that you can alter these patterns. What did we face in our younger years? That's the question. And the words that our parents said, maybe they're imprinted in on our subconscious mind. So day in and day out, we play the same narratives in our minds, and sometimes saying, the sayings, like I said, from your teachers or somebody who was of influence, siblings, the result is believing, and that was the only way. So the question is, those old belief systems are still there. And what you need to do is you need to uncover those old belief systems. How do we do that? Well, I'm going to share a few ways that you can do that. You can do that through listening to audio when you are first woken up in the morning. So that's why P3 talks about, or even through the TBT, is to wake up early and absorb information, fresh information, when your mind is open to absorbing that kind of information. And that's when you can reprogram the subconscious mind. You can also do meditation, feeding the mind information, positivity, positive affirmations. You can totally reprogram. The more you listen, the more you repetitively fuel with positivity and new narratives, the more you are going to be like walking in those shoes of accelerating into more confidence. Does that make sense? So I knew I had to go into a self-discovery mode because I had old patterns that were triggering, that were carrying a huge weight and burden on my shoulders, and I was like fluctuating in weight as well because I was holding stresses of the past for such a long time until I connected the dots and I was like, wait a minute here. I need to surrender. I need to let go of those old beliefs, and I need to start reprogramming my mind. So I dove into personal development and fueling my mind over and over and over until I believed it. So it was almost like I was living that, like when you they say like fake it until you make it, I was almost like fueling my mind until I believed that I was, that I am who I am, if that makes sense. But I went through a very low point where I felt very inadequate. I felt I wasn't worthy enough. And this was like after I had kids and what have you. So it goes in spirals. And especially with women, because our hormones become out of whack as well. And all the stresses that women carry as well, because we are the nurturers, right? So we are whatever the head of the household, or we have to look after ourselves and everybody else and family members. We feel that pressure, so to speak. So, looking after yourself and really fueling your mind for looking after yourself first and making yourself a priority is what really matters first and what matters most. So I began to zone in on that, and my whole mindset shifted. I slowly started feeling empowered again. And then a few years later, I had this aha moment where I was discovering, as I learned more about the old belief systems and the subconscious mind, I discovered my past triggers were my brother's illness and the fact that my parents' attention was all on him, and the fear of the unknown that I didn't know where he was going to end up or how, if he was going to be alive or whatever. We were always going to the hospitals, in and out of appointments, and my parents would ship me off to other people's houses. So it was all the uncertainty. I carried this stress within. So it took me 47 years to figure that out. Like, I should have recognized that a lot earlier, but I didn't. And, what was I going to do? I wasn't going to like hate upon myself. I took the opportunity and I said, listen, now's the time. Like, I can go within. I have this opportunity to improve on myself. We always do. Every single day, we have an opportunity to improve on ourselves. We have an opportunity to build more confidence, build a better mindset, build a better life, find more joy, do things for me, do things for you. Does that make sense? So I faced the old belief systems and I reprogrammed the subconscious mind into believing that I'm better than I am. Until I began believing that I was confident. So it's a journey. And I hired a coach and I listened and I applied the techniques to my life. I dove into personal development, like I said, and I reinvented myself. And most of us may come to a halt and we may spiral and get lost in the tracks. Like I said, women, there's a tendency to do that. There's ebbs and flows. So you can always refer back to the tools that you learn, especially in the P3 program. You've got a lot of tools in your back pocket. You've got a lot of resources. The team is consistently sharing things with you to keep you up to par. But you can also take the time to really dive within and be with yourself. Be alone with yourself and rediscover who you are and who are you meant to be. And you can change things, right? You can recreate your whole life. This is a life that you get to design, and that's up to you. So who can relate with me so far? Does anybody have any revelations yet? Any aha moments? Type in the chat if you do. I'd love to hear. You don't have to share, but I just would love to hear if you have any relations or you have any aha moments. So I decided to actually make myself a priority. And another portion that goes with this is guilt. Often, as women, we feel guilty because we are choosing ourselves over, our family and what have you. But I said, no, I actually chose that year of age 47, and I made that the year of me, and I really worked damn hard on myself. And the result is my life has evolved to become exactly what I want it to be. And I manifest things and make them happen because I'm in that level of being confident, having that positivity. Not every day is perfect. Don't get me wrong. Like some days are not great. We're all going to have bad days. But when we stay in momentum, we are in what they call attraction, right? Like the attraction of the law of attraction of what you want to attract in your life. You're going to have that match of the frequency. And I've spoken this about this before, being in a high frequency because you're feeling confident and competent. You have self-acceptance and you're matching that. So the biggest thing too that I had to do was I had to surrender. And I think a lot of us can relate in the sense of, our minds are going 24/7. Like I had to quiet that mind. I had to, put some sense in there and say, listen, I need to surrender, take the pressure off. Like completely take it off. I don't need to be perfect. I don't need to consistently be perfect in my eating. I don't need to be perfect or angry with myself every time I binged on a snack or had an emotional moment. So I kind of like let it go. And it made a world of a difference because then I was able to absorb the personal development that I was doing, the mindset. I was able to think clearer because I wasn't overwhelmed by the emotions that I kept carrying for such a long time. And it's a really heavy burden to be carrying emotional crap, right, on your shoulders. So if I can give you any advice tonight, it would be to be selfish and don't feel guilty about looking after yourself because nobody is going to do it for you except you. That's it. You are you. But the good news is that you can evolve. This is a journey. This is supposed to be fun. Dis self-discovery, make it fun, make it unique, make it a part of your everyday journey to empower yourself. So it's like building muscle. So three parts of the journey is building muscle, right? So you want to learn how to take steps to move forward. It's having awareness every day. Something's going to happen. Like not everything's going to be perfect. There's shit that's going to happen. Triggers, people are going to piss you off, but it's how you handle it. What do you got in your back pocket? What are the tools are you going to bring out today? Are you going to switch it to a positive? Are you going to have a better outlook? That takes practice. And I use affirmation videos. If you know who I am and you've heard me say this over and over, honestly, YouTube has been my best friend for that. I'm not always a reader. I may listen to some audio or podcasts or whatever, but I am definitely a YouTube person. Just click in every morning, 5, 10 minutes, meditate if nighttime is better for you. Or affirmations that just go all like they can go for like 10, 15 minutes and you're listening to it, you're it's almost like drilling, like a math drill, so to speak, in your mind over and over. It's repetitiveness, right? And you're being empowered by those words. You may not fully be listening, but your subconscious mind is absorbing it. So just remember that. You don't have to be in 100% listening mode. Courage. Muster up the courage by not giving yourself too much time to think about it. Just say yes to things that scare you. It's on the other side of fear that you will succeed and commit to that. Do the inner work necessary to trick the brain into believing that you can do hard things, you can do things, even though you're not there yet. I have tested it over and over, and Lord knows how many times I tell Antonetta, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. But I just, and then you just change your mind. You gotta switch that narrative and just do it. Don't even think about it. Don't give yourself time because your mind is designed to talk you out of it. So just go. Competence. You want to have confidence in something that you're passionate about, and that equals confidence. So find something that you absolutely love. If it's crocheting, do crocheting. If it's, being a part of a charity, be a part of a charity. If it's, I don't know, breeding dogs or finding rescue animals, like whatever your whatever toots your horn, go be an expert in it. Educate yourself and then educate on the or work on the subconscious mind. And the two together, the synergy is honestly the best feeling in the world. You want to learn, you want to grow. Learn, grow, learn, grow. And you will learn to accept new knowledge. And if you're passionate about it enough, your passion, it will stick and it will show through as confidence. So it's becoming an expert in what you're passionate about, and you will naturally shine. And it's knowing that you're great at that one thing that you can showcase to everybody. Like when I'm line dancing and I got the right song, my favorite tune, and I know the steps, that's when I'm confident. I'm shining because I know I can do it. So it could be yoga, meditation, gardening, cooking, whatever it is. You just do what works for you and bring it back, right? There's no limits. So the barriers that I overcame is what brought confidence to me. And these are the tools that I use. So I use the affirmations. I know you've heard it a million times, but it's so important. Meditation, visualization, manifestation, reading, videos of experts. I studied the subconscious mind. If you look up Joe Dispenza, DISPE NZA, he talks about the mind and the subconscious mind and how it works. Listen to his videos. They're amazing. So spend time educating yourself, reprogram your subconscious mind, and remove those old belief systems. And you will see that you will become more confident in who you are. And yeah, I hope this helps. This concludes me sharing. I can post those questions in the group. I'm just reading the comments here, sorry. Does anybody have any questions for me? What was the name again? Oh, here, I'll type it. Joe Dispenza. It's really cool. He talks about the brain and how it works and the old belief systems, and it's pretty amazing. He has also some meditations as well. He's very knowledgeable. That's awesome. Go ahead, Nisha. Give yourself all the love that you possibly can. I believe in you, sister. Confidence for me is strength, believing in yourself. I matter. I have a strong voice, talking to yourself in a positive way. Yes, absolutely, Allison. All the way. Does anybody have any questions? Well, you guys are easy students. I do recommend that you guys reflect on the questions. I will type them, like I said, I'll type them in the group. That's what I'll do. How long was my journey? Well, yeah, it's been, I'm 53 now, so 6 years. Yeah. 6, 7 years I've been working on myself. Yeah, for sure. I read a lot of books in the beginning, and then it was a lot of YouTube videos and the cons every single day consistently doing fueling, just fueling my subconscious mind with whatever it took. Journaling, writing a book, hanging out with cool people like Antonetta. Yeah, it's just you can never put a time frame on it. That's what it is. That's not what it's meant to be, right? I know that when I tell people it takes time, they don't want to put in the work. And I get that. Like sometimes you get to a point in your life where you just don't have that energy. Well, maybe that's it's not your time right now. But I can tell you that if you do put in the work, you will see the results. Definitely see the results. So nothing comes without work. Oh, that's a secret, right? Nothing. If you don't exercise, you're not gonna have your muscle mass. And that's another thing I'm learning. It's you can put things off as much as you want, but if you don't get to it, it's just gonna creep up right behind you. So do the work. It's worth it. You're worth it. All right. Does anybody
That's
have
so
any
great.
questions?
That was amazing.
Yeah, no problem.
Good job, Sandra.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I saved
right.
myself.
Yeah. Amazing work.
All right. Well, if nobody has any questions, do you have anything to add, Antonetta?
No, you did. So no, you did good. I think it's important to do everything that you had mentioned because it'll just help you with everyday life challenges, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can face it better, right?
Yeah.
Whatever comes our way, we just face it in a different perspective because we've done the work.
Exactly.
Whereas I used to be the negative Nancy. I know, believe it or not, you guys may not believe this, but yes. So, like anything that would happen, I'd be like, oh, really? Like, why is this happening to me? Why is this? Why does this happen? Blah, blah, blah. Like, just negative, negative, negative. Well, we can always say, why does this happen to me? Well, guess what? You did it to yourself. Hello, Sandra. Like, I had to literally say, have that talk with myself. Like, whatever you think about, you are bringing about in your own life. If
Yeah.
you're stressing about something, you're only going to bring on more because the universe, it's a proven science. You're echoing to the universe, and it's going to give you exactly what you asked for on the menu.
Yeah.
So it's no different than ordering at a restaurant. So be careful what you
Exactly.
order.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, so
Good
true.
session.
Good job, everybody. You got this.
I guess if no one has any questions, we can wrap this up. Do you want to stop the recording?
Sure. I can find it. Yeah.